hit the button. I just thought I'd hit the button and get us on with it because I'm on a time limit. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
I've got work tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Have you got work today?
I mean, I'd like to be done by 10, but if we run over, we run over. So don't worry about it.
Have a time limit of like just sleep.
All right, then let's get straight into it. Then
we'll see how it goes.
I'd like to be done by 10 too, so...
Why does Raspberry Ripple's cider work so well?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Stargate Oversight. The podcast about... The military, question mark, is it?
I mean, it's about...
Getting off all night.
Sure is.
I mean, that's what I was doing when that's what I was meant to be doing instead of trying to rearrange the podcast last week.
Well, I mean, speaking of getting off all night, that is kind of what this episode is about.
Yes.
I mean, I'm right.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I think the thing about this episode is it has last episode's title as well, really.
Yeah.
Like, last week we covered family, and this week we're doing family again.
Well, this is what I was thinking when I watched this episode, was that this is basically what if we did last week's episode again, but what if it was good?
What if we did last week's episode, but we also threw Daniel Jackson in? And we also didn't make it a full episode because that would be too crowded, and we split the plot with something else.
Yeah, what if we did the last week's episode again, but we just dialed that misogyny dial down just a little bit?
Yeah, we crank the misogyny dial down, and we crank the suspension of modern disbelief up, considering how things have changed since this episode came out.
Well, changes in ways of thinking and
I must say, Frosty, I'm going to steal this joke from you. That reporter, he must have been using fucking Hermit Purple at some points of the episode. Like, how else is he going to listen in like that?
Really?
Welcome to Starless Crusaders Oversight. Really? I am your host, Arctisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her.
Hi, my name is Joseph Hopestar. My pronouns are she and it.
All right, hello, my name is...
God damn it. I'm the only one who didn't...
My name is Ryan Cujo.
Didn't make a name for it.
Quick, make it up now. I can cut the first... I can cut your first bit.
Fuck, shit. I'm Arctisha Q.
Sure. Wrong era, but it'll do.
It's not the wrong era.
Yeah, it is. Susie Q is...
She's in part 3. She's Joseph's fucking wife.
Fine. She's technically in part 3.
I don't know. I was thinking of female character, and it's a bit difficult in part 3.
You know what? That's fair. You have the old granny. Hospitalized woman.
In terms of good guys, I meant. But, like, I couldn't do Holly because that would just be Cujo again, so...
Then you say your name is Holly Frost.
Shit, you're right.
Want to do that again, third take?
Nah, now we're good. Now we're good. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
We're keeping all this in, by the way.
But you know what, actually? We actually forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot what this episode is actually about. It's about dudes being on the computer.
Tell me that. No, wait. Tell me secrets. Tell me sweet little secrets.
Sure. Listen.
What is it about dudes being on the computer? What?
It's about dudes being on the computer.
Sure.
Listen. Okay, listen. Okay. The Abydos, it's coming back. It's going to be 4 times the size and 16 times the detail.
Ow. No, it's not.
Nothing? Nothing? Okay.
Nope. No, you got a face palm from me. What you're actually getting is, like in D2, when you go back to the Iron Temple and you realize actually a lot of it's closed off, and while it looks really pretty, there's nothing to it.
Wow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I play a lot of D2. I would never reference
that. The Iron Temple is a location from D1 that's really big. You go back to it in D2 and it's really tiny, but it looks pretty.
What the fuck are D1 and D2? Is that the prequels to... Oh, it's not the prequel to D4.
Diablo,
Diablo 1
and Diablo 2.
The weird fucking sweary game that he made like after Deadly Premonition.
No, 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 it's the spin-off to Cube, Hypercube, where they're in a cube, they're in a D4.
Speaking of cubes, there's a man in the computer cube.
Yeah, there is a man in the computer cube. We see returning champion Kusev, same actor and all, and he is talking to the he is trapped inside a computer. And you should probably let him out.
Yeah, help! Let me out! So he's just sort of bumping at the computer. He doesn't really say anything, but like
I mean, I don't think he knows what a camera is.
Okay, fair enough. But I guess this confirms the passage of time.
Yes, time has passed. It's been a year.
It's been a year. And, you know, we said, hey, uncover that gate after a year, and I'll come back with Share. I promise. I super duper pinky promise. And I will definitely succeed in this promise. 100%.
Yeah, but what if you don't have Share?
We gotta go, everybody! Everybody, we've gotta go in there now! We've gotta go in there now! Talk to my stepdad. Please come with me so he doesn't beat me up.
Stepdad, I'm so sorry. Your daughter's been possessed by an alien parasite and is having sex with Space Jeffrey Epstein.
Stepdaddy, what are you doing to me?
Stepdaddy, what are you doing with that pipe wrench?
What are you doing with that staff weapon, Daddy? That's not how you use that.
Oh.
I'm not gonna hit you anymore.
Unfortunately, though, Daniel will not be able to have the full squad on his side today.
No, because Carter and Jack, for their brave efforts as members of the military, they're going to get to meet the president, and they're going to get... And they're also going to meet Monica, who's under Bill's desk.
Hooray! Let's go meet Bill! Hey, have you met my good friend here, Mr. Epstein? He's my finance guy.
Okay, hang on a minute. How do I do a better impression?
Hey, have you seen my friend, Mr. Epstein? He's a cool dude. He's a cool jazz dude, man. He's got my finances done up tight.
Yeah, 20 years later on Twitter, Colonel Jack O'Neill is answering questions from Twitter teenagers about why he has a picture, why he has a photograph next to Ghislaine Maxwell.
And...
Colonel Jack O'Neill, General O'Neill, yes.
Listen, she just photobombed me, okay?
Now you see those pictures are taken out of context. wait, just even Maxwell's a girl. Sorry. I just had that in my brain immediately.
So, yeah, so we've got to divide this up. They will go through the gate and, you know, they'll check on how things are in Abydos while, they get an all expenses paid vacation to,
St. James.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, like, Fedland, but yeah, sure, that too.
Yeah, they stop off in Firetown, USA, drop off in Fedland to pick up their listing devices from the FBI, and then head on over to Little St. James.
So yeah, They sort of spin up the gate, and, you know, Jack and Carter are like, all right, you guys take care. It's your first trip away without your parents. Please be safe. Have you packed everything, you know?
Toothbrush, estrogen, sidearm, condoms.
Oh, I'm so proud of you for finally leaving the nest.
Jack is just throwing all of the clothes left behind into a furnace so he can get the spare room back.
Exactly, exactly. So they arrive on Abydos and...
Oh, hey, remember the last time Teal'c was here?
Yeah. I mean, surprisingly, Kaesav just takes it quite well.
Mm.
Daniel's like, don't worry, he's a friend now. And his reaction is basically, okay, cool.
I probably could not fight the two of you.
I mean, it's not even like a thing of like fear or like hesitation. It's just sort of like, all right.
Aight.
He's sort of unremarkable, I guess.
Mm.
So it's like, I'm really sorry. Don't have your daughter.
No. He's like, what are you on about? Don't worry about it. Come with me. Come.
And, hey, what the fuck is this? She's fucking here. Yes. Mm. Also, am I just misremembering
also,
things?
Also, very pregnant.
Same actress. She's also married.
It looks different, but
same
she
actress
looks
and
but
the
I honestly
kid she's
check.
Carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Shanks's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she.
Wait, it's a real child?
Yeah,
Michael Shanks, between takes, would go to his wife, lean on her belly and go, don't come out yet. So,
Is he married to Shara's actress, or is it just like a stunt?
Oh, he was married to Shara's actress, I believe, at the time.
Huh.
I don't know if they still are.
Hey, you know what fucking these actor types are? Marriages last for like 10 minutes for them, so you know.
Yes. No, he got another wife. He looks like he remarried afterwards, and his next wife also appears on Stargate.
Yeah, she's Hathor. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she's not. She's a character we haven't met yet.
It would be very funny if she was, but...
Mm.
So if it was the pussy that makes you stressed.
Oh, that would be even... Oh.
That would be incredibly funny if it was her.
Wait. Yeah, she has a daughter. Oh, no, I don't think they were married. Nope, sorry, correction. Not married, but they did have a child together.
Okay, they were just in a relationship, cool.
Yes.
Well, okay, that's a nice little bit of sort of trivia, I guess.
Oh,
for you.
No.
Trivia heads out there.
Different, okay. So Shara changed from movie to TV show, but it's the same actress in the TV show.
Okay, it's still the same from Joan of the Gods, cool.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought it was a different person for some reason. I guess we just haven't seen her in a while, so.
You haven't seen her, she's pregnant, the lighting's a bit
weird. No, you're right, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And Daniel's basically being like, nope, get her the fuck away from her, get her out of here,
Demon, women are demons. He's not quite going.
Woman be silent.
But it's close. It's very close.
Yeah, Daniel's basically being...
Woman be
silent. And then apparently, like, forgetting... The whole of last episode happened. Teal'c is basically just being in this whole sort of scene. And kind of throughout this episode, it's kind of being like, hey, Daniel, I think you've got a problem with women. Yeah, he's like, Daniel, I think you're being a bit misogynist this episode. Like, Teal'c, last episode, buddy? Glass houses, right?
Yeah, basically.
So of course we get the usual opening credits, but that was our long old cold open this time.
Yeah, we got a long one where we found out that
thank you.
Yeah, we find out things such as Shari has been holding hands with other women. How else would she be pregnant?
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah. Other women, like Ra.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl boss Ra.
Yeah, twink, trans femme twink, girl boss Ra.
I don't know, Ra's not... Is Ra a twink? I don't know.
Ra was in that weird pseudo femboy
zone. Twonk? Twonk, yeah. Maybe?
Otto. We are having this discussion over a series after watching the movie.
Oh no, sorry. Ra twink. Ra is a twink. Apophis is a twonk.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, yes, we got our names mixed up there. Ra, absolute twink.
Ra is definitely a twink.
The most twink a twink has ever twinked.
I hate it. And yeah, so anyway, Kusev is like, don't kill my daughter, kill me. Daniel wants no killing, but also wants woman be silent. But it's, listen, it's all okay, because since she's pregnant, Amunet is asleep, because otherwise the child will fucking die, apparently.
But wait a second, why does she want a child?
I have never heard of such a thing.
Doesn't make any sense. Why would a ghoul who are a alien race known for needing a host to insert themselves parasitically inside, why would they want a fresh new human?
Sorry, hang on. Just dying quickly. Why is this the first time? Yeah. Millennia.
Yeah, Ra was just sort of like traveling across the entire galaxy trying to find a suitable host. And not once did he ever think, hey, why don't we just fucking make one?
There's a reason they explain, they will explain later.
Right, okay.
I feel like that's the only way to summarize it.
Well, it was actually because Ra was just searching the whole known universe for God's perfect twink.
Yes. God wanted the perfect femboy.
Arrived in Egypt and was like, yes! Fucking femboy right here!
His femboy detector just started beeping and is like, right, this is perfect. This is the good shit.
Right, so our Stargate over.
Hope just wants to kill me right now.
Anyway, listen, we need to leave Space Egypt behind, because Space Egypt is full of Teal'c and Daniel's misogyny that they are repressing and working through, and we need to go to a place where there's no misogyny.
No misogyny whatsoever!
Yep, a fucking
in Washington, D.C.
Where they're going to meet the President of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Yup.
In the words of our beloved Donald Trump, talking about another man, but some of the women are on the younger side, of course. Yes. So, they're all in their fancy, smancy dress uniform.
Yep.
And they're sort of just standing around in a public place, loudly talking about every single thing they do at Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah, they're just, like, walking around, and this will be important later, talking about stupid shit.
They sort of arrive at, like, the functionary thing, and I can very much clearly tell that they, like, film some shots outside of an actual whatever government building this is.
Yes.
And then the interior shots are filmed at, like, absolute 2-star shitty hotel.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
This is definitely not the same building.
Damn it, I should have clipped down. Well, Miss, welcome to the party, where everyone is in dress uniform except for the guards, who are in fatigues. And ladies and gentlemen, looking dapper as all hell, General Hammond is here.
Why the fuck are the guards in fatigues?
I don't know.
Are they trying? What are you hiding from? Are you trying to blend in?
Oh yeah, they're wearing woodland camo.
What are you hiding from in there? Where are the trees?
The trees that we've made all the trees into the benches, so we're hiding from the vengeance of the benches.
We see General Hammond, and Hammond is like, "Hey, I would like you to introduce you to someone, Carter."
It's my dad. I know this man.
And it's your own dad. And you look very happy to see him.
And Jax is like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. That's actually, well, that's actually the next party scene, but yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because we go back to the, go back to the Abydos first, where, Daniel's sort of fucked off out of the tent, and Teal'c is being, like, really nice to Jare.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so sorry for what happened to you.
Nicer than he is to his own wife.
Gonna be honest.
I mean, sure, Teal'c feels lingering guilt over this, but also, he is nicer to Shari than his own wife. Frosty is right.
he's basically like wellness checking.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Would you like a cup of tea? It's okay. I'm here. Daniel's here. Get out of here!
Then his wife comes over and she's like, "What the fuck are you?"
You say that.
Dead rid of another man's York, so someone would be killed.
Teal'c, Teal'c is a feminist, but only to women who he's not married to.
I mean, 40% cops.
He's not a cop.
He's an honorary troop, though. Yeah.
He was
the first part of a boss.
I mean, still technically he was more still soldier there, but like, I guess you could say he was a gold cop.
Yeah.
He was more like military police than a cop soldier, you know?
But yeah. Shari's just standing there like, holy shit, you're Teal'c. Apophis is so obsessed with you and your treason. He pays more attention than he does to his own wife. He's that obsessed with you.
I think he's... Okay. Anyone else think that Apophis might have some weird unresolved feelings for Teal'c at this point, or is it just me? Considering, like, he literally is going out of his way to, like, get his child to become a fucking child soldier just to get back at Teal'c. It's like, do you want Teal'c to just say, I'm sorry, Apophis, I will come home.
Hey, Teal'c, you know what else I'm gonna do, Teal'c?
Destroy the universe.
Are you going to fuck my wife? No, I'm gonna fuck your friend's wife. How does that get back at me?
What?
Maybe he'll like me now.
I'm gonna make a new body. What that Teal'c will like?
Maybe
what?
I have some of that twink, like racist ancient alien scientist pussy in me.
It is.
Wow, that went places there.
Yeah. But then Teal'c's like, holy shit, she's tapping into the memories, the ghoul's memories. I have a plan.
Yeah, that's crazy. How could she do that? We've never seen that before.
Yeah, anyway, listen, Daniel, what if we kidnapped your wife?
We can't kidnap my wife.
But we could have her for all the genetic memories of the Gould. And we could...
Okay, let's kidnap my wife.
I mean, there's one point you also missed.
Yeah.
Right. We have 3 days before she gives birth, and then a prophet
will
return.
Right, yes, that's very important. That's very important.
Ancient Gould gynecology, so he knows the exact date. Like, last week we had the ancient Gould as-built. This year we have ancient Gould gynecology.
Yes, sir. Daniel, what I did not tell you about the Gould is that they have accurately mapped the menstrual cycle way more intensely than any known being in the universe.
Daniel says, no, I want alone time with my wife, and my note's here to say, oh, are you going to cuckold Apophis now with his wife? I hate you. I hate you in that drop so goddamn much.
Love you!
Okay, fine. Now it's time for this shit. Like, hi, I'm Sam's dad. I'm really old. I was in the Air Force back when it existed to stop the commies from nuking us, right? And...
Yeah, now all of you Air Force people are
now that the Air Force doesn't exist to stop the commies.
You're only flying the fastest fighters ever invented and doing so much shit with our G-suit.
What do you want to fly a fast fighter for? What, so you can visit another bloke really quickly?
Oh, fish, missiles on your play? What is this fucking near horizon engagement? Why are you going for shooting another dude from so far away? Don't you want to get all up close and personal like you meant to?
Top Gun Dogfighting Academy? Why do you want to get so close for another man?
Why, playing with the boys.
Playing with the boys.
Men.
Yes, and it was back in the days when women didn't grow in the Air Force. Yeah. It was men
with six packs and oil playing, and they were playing volleyball in the most homoerotic manner. Yeah. Real man shit.
You can be my wingman anytime.
This gives me a hard on.
Yeah. Real man shit.
Hell yeah. Nothing like fucking your homies in the arts.
Yeah, like. What kind of pilot doesn't have sex with his Rio on a regular basis?
Oh, and before anyone says anything, no, we ain't going for that no homo shit here.
No, but we will do Top Gun 2 at some point, probably.
Oh yeah, but no, I'm gonna say that this, I wanna say in the Top Gun Academy, everybody, Jester and I want to assure you that all of this is 100% fully homosexual.
But sir, I was led to believe this would be 100% straight. I was doing it for the forbidden pleasure. Now I don't want to do it.
Fucking, oh god, what was, not Jester, what was the fucking other guy called?
Maverick, Goose, Hollywood...
No, the fucking, the main sort of teacher guy at the AA
Viper.
Academy. Viper, yeah. Where, fuck, I was gonna do a bit now, but it's escaped my, fuck. Sorry.
Carrie, well, you can't cook, so we're gonna have to stop you.
I cannot cook, unfortunately, yeah, I failed to cook.
You have indeed failed to cook. It's a shame you're not cooking for us.
It's a shame you're not cooking for us.
Doing
our boy, it's our boy Cole Meaning.
I don't know what we're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Chief O'Brien's a really bad no good day.
Yes, Chief O'Brien, it's the guy from Under Siege, it's the guy from Layer Cake.
It's the guy from many things.
Yes. Actor, well-known actor, appears in multiple things. More at 10.
It is, yeah. I don't actually have that line to hand. It's somewhere.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
I need to reorganize my drops at some point and clear them.
I don't think I've got any drops from Under Siege, unfortunately.
I do, but...
Just a lowly, lowly cook.
I don't have any lowly, lowly cooks, but I do have a lowly, lowly...
I'm here to escort the captain to the party. I'm your date tonight, Captain.
Yes, there we go. I was going to be, do you have that prop? Do you have... Yes, thank you.
I'm going to go put on my party dress.
it's what I can find.
Gary Busey just absolutely slaying in that movie, yep.
Yeah, oh, Gary Busey just being insane. But anyway, yeah. So
alternate cut of Under Siege where Gary Busey's character just becomes a trans woman.
Alternate cut of Under Siege where Tommy Lee Jones gets away with it and nukes America.
The good ending, yep.
Yes.
Black Ops Cold War, yep.
Yep. But anyway, the Air Force nowadays, they're all cucks, they're all soy, they're all beta males, because now they're just doing analysis of deep space radar telemetry, which is apparently worth getting one of the Air Medal, which is presented to you by the president himself. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. I like how yeah. Well, that's the funny. Well, that's the
it's
funny
so
thing about that is that
going on
when Jack comes in and is like very so obviously bad. Not a research nerd guy, and he lit and Carr's dad literally says, "Hey, it's so obvious that this is a really bad cover story." And yet, sort of jumping ahead quite a bit. Like, later on in the episode, even though he's clearly indicated he knows that they're definitely lying and doing some secret stuff there, he still thinks they're just being weird nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks it's some secret weird nerd shit. And it's like, yes. My guy, you've got, like, the Mr. America.
I never learned to read.
Who doesn't know how to read? Who has a gun in her brain?
MacGyver?
You're like, look at this weird nerd man. He's like, what? Shouldn't you be?
Yeah, it's like
you should take one.
Oh, Jack,
at
yeah,
go, my
man.
Hero.
So deep space like, radar fuck? Interesting enough for you to unretire? Are you fucking my daughter? Well,
not in this universe.
I mean, yes, not in this universe.
Episode,
yes,
depends on the writer.
I am currently still getting over fucking a 3-day-old woman.
Oh god! Oh god! No! Why do we have to go back to that? Yeah, is he technically a nonce because of that? I think I definitely asked that question in the episode.
We debated that in the actual episode because like her lifespan is 7 days and she's technically reached adulthood.
Oh.
Yeah.
But technically she also was the one who initiated it.
Officer,
know,
I swear
so...
I didn't know she was 5 days old.
Officer... A woman who looked like she was 30.
Yeah, I slept with her, and then she said she was 5 days old. Yeah, she's an alien.
Where's your ID?
Jack. Jack fucks off. Yeah, Jack fucks off. It's like, I'm going now.
I'm going to the bar, fuck this shit.
No, he's just stepping outside for some air, what do you mean?
Yes.
Definitely.
Hmm.
Daniel goes back to Shara and is like, hey, honey, so we're going to CIA black site you.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, my daughter, oh, daughter mine, listen, you could be working in the CIA black site, getting medals for weird shit, or I could get you into NASA. Actually going into space. That's what you want, right? You've always wanted to be an astronaut. Meanwhile, Carter, who was nearly dying in space.
Oh, yeah, going to space, huh?
Yeah.
Never done that before.
Nope, definitely. But yes, as Jack leaves, we see a very suspicious man lingering in shot.
Yes. Exits.
But no time for that, though. We must go home and see Daniel Jackson and his wife, who I love very much and has done nothing wrong. In fact, Shari, much like Vriska, never did anything wrong.
Fuck you.
I've never read Homestuck, but I know that noise.
Neither have I. I've absorbed Homestuck through, like, a combination of memes and, like, the Sarah Zed videos.
Yes. Okay, fine. Like Suleta Mercury has never done anything wrong.
I have also not watched enough of G-Witch to...
Suleta has never done anything wrong and never will. That's all I need to say.
I have not watched enough of... but have watched enough to say that best girl in the show is Prospera Mercury, unproblematic queen. I'm sure no weird revelations are going to come up about her later on.
I'm sure she's never done anything wrong in her life. Angry Ryan, who has finished the season.
I genuinely don't know what she's done, but have the vibes definitely that she's done some shit.
Ryan has some very, very racial feelings.
Revealed about her, especially because of the one meme I've seen where it's her shrugging and the caption is, "God forbid a woman do anything."
Yeah, God forbid a woman.
I'm going to watch more G-Wing so I can actually... I love her.
She deserved so much for us.
Listen. Like, oh, daughter mine. We don't have time to stay with Shari, who did nothing wrong. We said have to go back because, oh, daughter mine. Yep. I know they, like, shut down the shuttle program. Did they? Didn't we see it launch, like, last season? But anyway, I've called in favors, I've played every card, you're going to NASA.
Well, they had to shut down the launch program ever since Rocket Fall Down, but I managed to pull some strings and we're getting it running again.
Yes, ever since that man's new project, Starship X, blew up the launch pad because he didn't want to pay us for the flame diverters.
For fuck's sake.
Man makes us look like a clown in front of the aliens.
Yeah, ever since this man, like... leveled like all of Florida.
Yeah, he said the shuttle was not cool and it was really gay. And he introduced us this new thing he calls Starship X. And he says it's really cool, and eventually he's just going to be calling it X because that's just the latest in branding, apparently. And we'll definitely not get it banned in international countries for pornography.
Oh god.
Yep. But anyway, Dad, about that, I say no. I can't go to NASA.
I'm doing very, very important work that I can't tell you about.
Yeah, it's top secret. Can't tell you. You don't need to know.
I am not fighting aliens, Dad.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing shit, Dad, that you don't know about. Yep.
Just doing some weird nerd shit in a secret fucking mountain base.
Listen.
Yes, we are twinned with Area 51. Shut up.
Listen, okay. So what I'm actually doing is the military has this new robot mech thing. The problem is the mechs keep bonding with their pilots, and we keep ending up with weird things where the pilots are trying to just get in the mechs and do weird shit.
Oh my god, I'm just imagining now, you know how, like, sometimes, like, a school or, like, a town or university will be, like, twinned with one in another country?
Yes.
Just imagining, like, a military base, like, this is twinned with a military base in Shang-Chi, China.
Ah, welcome to Cheyenne Mountain, twinned with Croydon. You've heard of the magic roundabout. Now
twin with SAS Hereford.
No, it's gotta be twinned with the magic roundabout.
Yeah, famous Air Force base, the magic roundabout. Jack's just having a little drinky drink.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say, after like all the sci-fi stuff in the mountain and like the thing, and then it just cuts to like a bar, and it just feels so out of place seeing Jack O'Neill in a regular bar.
I mean, it's either like a regular ass bar, or it's like really the bar that everyone at the Pentagon goes to, because they're like right in DC, so it's got to be one of those like bars that everyone just gets out of work and goes to.
I don't know. I was going to assume the Pentagon is probably like the fucking like House of fucking Commons. They just have a bar in there.
I don't know.
Fucking Pentagon bar.
I don't know if they can do that.
They might be too Mormon to do that.
They have a Pizza Hut. I think they have like a Domino's or a Pizza Hut in the Pentagon. I know that because they kept
Fucking Pizza Hut inside the Pentagon.
Yes, they have like a Pizza Hut and a Burger King and a few other restaurants. You have to get security clearance to work at them. But it's because otherwise they'll order.
You get like Uber Eats. Yeah. You need like a.
You're not allowed to because basically what would happen is it's similar with the FBI. Like when the FBI would get everyone in and working on a big case, local restaurants would just see their takeout orders like go through the roof. So they just put it on site so people can't work out when they're doing big secret scrolls.
You're just imagining like detaining an Uber Eats driver because it's like, look, I'm sorry, like my order says I've got to pick up the food from the Pentagon Pizza Hut.
Of course. We need to search all the boxes. It's just pizza!
Look, I have... excuse me, Mr. Delivery Driver. Why are you delivering a pizza all of the way from Washington, D.C. to Mar-a-Lago?
The president asked me to.
Why are you coming out with so many boxes? Did he really order that many pizzas?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Why do they look like file boxes?
I think the funniest thing about this, it's on record that one of Trump's, that when like Trump called his lawyer in to check, earlier that day, one of Trump's other friends had just been taking the boxes out. So when the lawyer came around, they're like, yeah, no boxes here, fair enough. And then the guy would immediately drive them back.
I love Trump so much, unironically. It's gonna be so funny. It's gonna be so funny if they make him president in prison.
I demand a new White House America. Be built around this here prison because I have to carry this to the White House too. And I want my boxes. I want my boxes here because they're the best boxes. They're my boxes. The FBI stole them from me like Hillary stole the election from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really bad, Trump. It sounds like Ben Shapiro.
It's terrible.
It sounds like Ben Shapiro.
Is that your Trump?
I can't find the voice right now.
That's a like really bad Trump.
Excuse me, this is the White House. I want this to be the best White House in the world.
Listen, liberal, if you think the president is so cool and smart, why am I not the president?
But yes, as Jack is enjoying his drink, a reporter comes up to him and is like, hi, so talking about the Stargate in public, hey? Across the galaxy, hey?
Hey, aliens, huh? Hey, save the fucking world, huh?
Navigate your way across the galaxy? the C5 Galaxy is a cargo plane that's very big.
Yeah, what's the Stargate then?
And don't worry about it.
I like how he doesn't bother to invent a lie for what that could be.
Yeah, but... And then
you could like make up any shit being like, I haven't talked about it yet. There's like a new merger between Boeing and Saab. They're going to be a new aerospace military company called Stargate.
No, no, it's Saab. It's a project designed for star observation and other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we can see why Jack's not a podcaster, right?
Yeah, Jack is not a podcaster.
Wait, he should know. That's not right at all. He's fucking MacGyver. He should have improv skills.
Yeah, but that's only when he's MacGyver. When he's Jack, you know, he's vulnerably listened in on by Hermit Purple.
God damn it.
You raised this point, and I feel like it's worth, and obviously...
I didn't intentionally raise the point.
Yes, and we half-referenced it at the start of the episode, but, like, how the fuck did he hear this?
Well, he answers the question, but...
Yeah. Really, Hermit Purple is a much better explanation.
The other explanation is somebody like on the Stargate like crew just really like.
They literally say that he's gone inside first.
Yeah, we never find out who it is either.
Well. Not yet.
Who knows?
They're murdered off screen.
But yeah. So we go back now to...
yeah, we're going back to...
Starts off being the same scene again.
Yeah, same scene back on Abydos. Hey, can I kidnap you? Listen, we're going to take you to Earth. We're going to put you up in a 5-star hotel. Then when the ghoul comes out, you are going in the radiation bunker, I'm afraid.
Hang on a second. This isn't a 5-star hotel. This is one of those COVID hotels.
Yeah, so we've actually put you on the barge with all the migrants. Just off the coast of Portsmouth. I don't know where the fuck I put that stupid barge.
Well, this isn't the nice time spending with my husband that I thought it would be. But this Christmas Island sure sounds like a nice place.
Oh. Listen, it's okay. We've booked you a premium trip to Bikini Atoll.
Oh, wow! Guantanamo Bay? It's on a bay? Oh, that must be like a beautiful waterfront, like, seaside area.
There's free waterboarding daily?
I don't know what that is, but it must be some kind of fun sport or something.
Yeah.
Free waterboarding daily? That implies the existence of a prison where you have to pay for the waterboarding.
Yeah, no. They find your bank account.
They charge your credit card. They charge your credit card every time they waterboard. Like, they're not expecting you for the water, you know.
Yeah, you're paying for the water. It's not cheap. They haven't fixed all the leaks yet. They say they're investing in it, but while they're investing in it, they're putting our prices up by 3 times.
Well, you know, it's like when you hire a tradesperson or a labourer. You know, you're paying for the years of experience and skill as well on top of that, right?
Basically. but yeah, listen, Daniel's like, listen, don't worry, there may be some light interrogation, but I'll stop them with the safe word. And you know, don't worry, like, Apophis won't, if Apophis is like, I'll destroy the village and Reparation will be like, oh no, but his enemies came, and we are not powerful like Mighty Apophis, and they took the child.
Well, and then we know everything that's gonna go horribly wrong in this episode, because, we're like, nearly at the halfway point, and
the plot has to start.
Yeah, and she's already like, okay, yeah, I'll go with you. Like, oh, that's easy. Oh no, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
So yeah, before we find out what could go wrong, we're back at DC again, and Jack is like,
Jack is catching up with Hammond, and I
might have to pull you aside a second.
Listen, no, before we get to that, I want to know what the fuck Hammond was on about.
He's got great hands. He can really snap the jab. He was getting off all night.
What the hell are you on about, George? Were you on about the prostitute you hired last night?
He's got great hands. He can really get you off all night. And by the way, Mr. President, I hope you haven't received any letters from my uncle recently.
No, I haven't.
uh,
Oh, God, please. Oh, please tell me that's not the new... Sorry, I've just seen something on Twitter, and it's like, please don't let that
Stop looking at Twitter, we're doing a podcast!
That's for completely different reasons, I'd be on
also,
that.
Also, excuse
Stop looking
me,
at next video, come on, we're trying to record a podcast.
Sorry, I'm
be
actually
professional
busy...
here.
Sorry, I'm actually busy listening to X Japan.
We're professionals here, okay?
Yes, we are. But yeah, sorry, George, we have a leak. Someone has told a reporter.
And what did you tell him? I told him everything, sir.
I said if he didn't shut up, if he didn't stop talking, and he didn't start giving up his secrets,
I pulled out my gun right in the middle of the bar and threatened him in front of everyone.
Good work, soldier. I think the thing you have to remember here is I don't know when, like, the mass gag order powers came in and, like, the other ways to shut the press up, because, like, nowadays, and I know back to the early...
Patriot Act, maybe?
Yeah, like, back to the early 2000s, the US, the British and the American governments can just go to the papers and be like, could you please not publish that story?
I think that's a post-9/11 Patriot
Act. Yeah, it's definitely post-9/11 stuff. But it's so weird, like, just seeing people be scared of the press when... Nowadays, they can just go, do you really want to run the article? Do you really? Really? And the papers just go...
Oh, no. That's not what happens these days. What happens these days is they don't write the article because, you see, we need to keep them on our good side so that we can have access to government people and military people as sources so that we can never, ever use those sources for anything ever.
Yeah, we're not stupid enough to even write the article in the first place nowadays.
Yeah, we exist to be, basically just publish your press release.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Yep. Hey, The Guardian. Anyway,
Yeah, shout out to the definitely not transphobic newspaper, The Guardian. Yep.
Remember that time after their brave and daring Snowden reporting, and they were like, "We are doing serious journalism, bringing everyone the hard truth. We will not bow down to pressure." And then immediately, as soon as the U.S. government being like, "Hey, can we look at your file? Can we confiscate all of your files?" Yes, you can. And they never did anything again after that, apart from posting transphobia.
Basically. But anyway, so we go back to Abydos, and oh, here comes the plot, because as they're about to dial out, what's that noise?
Oh no, she's pregnant.
Amanet is here, and Amanet's awake, and oh, why is there a ship landing on the pyramid?
Let's spend, like, 4 minutes going, huh, and not dialing the gate.
Yeah.
Like, this scene could have been resolved if they just dialed the gate fucking immediately.
Yeah, I guess.
And they fucking didn't. They're like, we have to stand and ponder what that strange earthquake could possibly be.
Run,
Can't
run.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's...
Leave now!
But they don't. They run the fuck off and, oh, holy shit, it's not Apophis. Returning villain, Baldy McFacial Hair.
Yeah.
It's Heroa.
Yeah, he's like, I would like to kidnap a child, please, for not sex trafficking reasons, though.
I hate you.
Explicitly not sex trafficking reasons.
Explicitly not, yes.
We have to go back to our boys now, and girl, singular, to call the emergency meeting.
Yep. Because...
We've got an imposter among us, yep.
Yep. Like, Jack just goes and sees the guy and is like, do you want to talk? What do you know? Do you want to...
Whoa. You're jumping way ahead.
I think I must have missed a scene in my notes.
Yeah. So in this scene, they're like, Hammond is like, go out there and talk to him, wink, wink. And Jack's like, yeah, go out and talk to him, have a nice, honest conversation with him. No, 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 Jack, go out there and talk to him.
Have a nice conversation.
Yeah, you just have a chat with him. Jack, I don't think you're getting what I'm saying here.
Jack,
have
go...
a chat with him.
Go out and just...
Well, yeah, of course, you don't want to have people over here.
The dark car hallway.
Yes, Jack, we don't want to have people around. Over here.
Yeah, Jack, listen, do it in the corridor by the staircases that have been pre-greased with butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hammond is being so nakedly, like, kill this fucking guy. Jack is like, I don't get it, what do you mean?
Lovely chat, very buttery stick.
Yeah, Jack just genuinely doesn't know what he's aiming at.
Like, General Hammond has to say, kill this cunt.
Which is hilarious, because yeah. Jack's a fucking...
Yeah, I mean, we literally had, like, the fucking Ice Cave episode where he's like, oh, you should have seen the fucked up shit I'd have to do. You know, they would send me to the fucking Hague if they knew.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Killing people?
I mean, the thing is, Jack then also says, there's not a court in Holland that can cancel me.
Fuck you. So before we have the scene you were talking about, they have the giving birth in a cave scene.
I see what you mean. Because that last scene also has them go. So how bad is it if people find out? It's very bad. Russia, China. Dudes on the street.
Oh yeah, we missed some ideology, shit.
Yeah, well, you missed the ideology where it's like
half of Congress was shot down and the other half were treated like heroes. Remember that one thing that was supposed to be the entire point of the podcast, which we've forgotten about the one time we could actually talk about it?
Yeah, kinda. I think here's the thing. I don't think this would have changed very much, really. Like, this would still, to this day, be US foreign policy. Keep it fucking hidden. Hope no one finds out. Lie, cheat, and roll with it if it does.
Hey, here's an idea, though. What if you, like, told everyone about the Gold threat and you could mobilize the entire global industry to be able and research apparatus to be able to combat the Gold?
You're talking about making some kind of ex-commandos?
Yeah, what if... Yeah, you're right. What if you just made XCOM? Make fucking XCOM. Because the way all of these things happen in science fiction is they always make XCOM after the aliens have come. Come, make it first!
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Make the XCOM before they come, if you know they're coming.
Yep.
Because trust me, when they come to invade and kill everyone, everyone's going to take it much worse when you tell them that you knew they were coming the whole time and didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's... Anyway. Don't worry about it, because... it's now time for Jackson to help someone give birth for the third time. On screen. Like, there was the lady who
well,
was
for really now, old.
There was Hathor, yeah. And now there's his wife.
Well, for now they're just sort of panicking and sort of going, oh no, what do we do?
Yeah, but then she's like, I don't want to have the baby, the demon will come back.
We gotta keep them away, we gotta hide here in this cave. But before we can do our childbirth fetish scene, we've gotta go back to...
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Daniel Jackson delivered this baby in a cave with a bunch of scraps!
fucking Iron Man midwife?
Yeah. Like a pop is just getting mad about the baby not being there. I don't know. Like, it just came into my fucking...
Hypothesis being like, what do you mean the baby died of sepsis?
What? Yeah. Elaborate there, Ryan, please.
Oh, that one person. I just saw some a really on, like Ryan ridiculous image on just someone set me in.
You are aware we're podcasting right now, right?
Anyway, carrying on. Jack goes to see the journalist and he's like, "Oh yeah, no, I have everything. I know everything. Like, but you can give me. You want to give me some more details? Go for it. Because like, I think you're pretty cool, Jack. I really wanted to meet you. You know, like." And Jack's like, "Yeah, fine, whatever."
Well, no, Jack is like, "You are absolutely crazy. You're like completely batshit. Everything you believe is completely false. But you know, just for like the funsies, can you tell me everything that you know?"
But Denny's just like...
And he's like, "Yeah, I absolutely can. You've traveled across the fucking galaxy with your magic gate. You're fighting some guys called the Gwald. Your entire operation cost $7 billion.
No.
And also remember that thing that I brought up when we watched the episode of how come not a single cunt noticed the giant space nuke explosions?
Yep.
And this guy was like, "Hey, remember, what about those space nuke explosions, Jack?"
Don't worry about it.
Finally, someone noticed it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Someone looked up. Yeah, in the end, Jack is like, "Listen, okay, you're crazy. I'm going to leave now. No one will believe you. Just go piss off. Go live a normal life and don't get Jamal Khashoggi'd."
Yeah, and remember, it's O'Neill. Two L's. The other O'Neill's kind of a dick.
Oh, and then suddenly, just as Yoshikage Kira is leaving the scene, he gets hit by an ambulance. Like, what the hell? Just out of nowhere.
Horace head!
Yeah, just gets immediately hit by a car as soon as their talk is over. And okay, I know this is jumping ahead right to the end of the episode, but I do love at that point where Hammond's like, "Oh, don't know how that happened." Yeah. And Jack is fully like, "Did you kill that cunt?" And he's like, "No.
Jack, you wouldn't think it is me. It's little birthday Texan. Just little birthday boy."
It's the most obvious assassination. Like, they're both in public, in front of, like, a public building, talking very loudly and openly about all of this, and then he dies immediately after. Yeah.
Do you want to know the worst bit, Frosty?
Yeah.
It's not actually fucking Hammond that did it. It's not.
It's not.
It's a bunch of cunts you haven't met yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, so Hammond killed this fucking
cunt. Is it cause? No.
Oh.
It's a bunch of cunts you've not met yet.
Nah, Hammond. I'm choosing to believe Hammond killed this cunt.
There's a secret.
Until secret proven place. Otherwise in the actual show, I'm choosing to believe Hammond killed this cunt. Oh, something I completely forgot to mention at the start of this episode that I noticed is that Hammond's having, he's definitely having a sort of manic day and not a depressive day because he allowed Daniel to go back to Abydos today. Because it's like, whether or not, if he's, if he's in, experiencing mania or psychosis, we'll figure out whether or not he's going to let us do the thing we need to do or not. He's very unpredictable, that Hammond guy.
He is, yes.
Yeah, one episode. No, I absolutely will not let you do that illegal thing that you want to do. Next episode. Yeah, I will completely let you do that illegal thing you want
to
do.
We'll get to that next episode. But, like... Honestly, yeah, my notes to say rip Bozo, double rip, because the story isn't on automatically release if I die. I haven't asked my friend to post the story if I mysteriously die or anything. This is just it. The story is dead.
Hey, what about the person who leaked it, though, right? I'm going to tell someone else.
Come back in season 8.
Damn, that's crazy. They couldn't possibly have talked to more than one person.
No. As I said, come back in season 8. We'll discuss this again. I think it's season 8, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's season 8. Anyway, yeah. Khufu gets tortured, Tilk saves him, and then we find out that because Jack has been involved with the cops, the president has cancelled because Bill Clinton doesn't want to be anywhere near DC cops.
Listen, I didn't inhale, okay? I don't know where that... My Bill Clinton slipped, I don't know.
I smoked marijuana, but I did not inhale. That's... no.
Yeah, Mike Clinton's just died.
Ryan?
How was that, buddy?
Yeah, can we get your Clinton, please?
Yes.
Which Clinton? Which Clinton? Yeah, do your fucking renowned Hillary impression.
Yeah,
do you fucking
give us
mean
the
which Clinton? Alright.
I did smoke marijuana, but I did not inhale.
No, I said, what do you want me to say?
Thank you.
See, only the most current affairs commentary from our podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bill Clinton's always topical because in canon, Bill Clinton is president, and technically, he's a double president in Stargate canon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daniel voted for him
from Abydos
somehow. Somehow from Malin voted from Abydos.
Yeah, he sent it in a tissue box, remember?
Yeah, that's crazy. This tissue box has a ballot on it. I think this is definitely illegal. This is definitely illegal. I've seen who he's voted.
Oh, he's voting Democrat. It's fine. Legalize, just approve the vote, would you?
Yeah, he's like a Democrat. Hammond's got some fucking Tippex and he's being like, Hammond, what are you doing? Why are you changing that to Republican?
In the name of Texas, man. You are Hammond of Texas?
He is a Texan, that does need to be remembered.
I don't think I can send all of SG-1. I mean, think about it. What about the fairness in the military for women by letting men into women's military spaces? That's we have to send Carter alone.
Yes, anyway, Sam is standing around her dad's just like, hey, Sam, I really want you to be an astronaut because I want you to live your dream, and I want you to live my dream of you living your dream because
Dad,
I have
why
lymphoma.
Are you acting like... Yeah, Dad, why are you acting like you're dying of cancer?
Because I'm dying of cancer.
It's like, oh.
Because I'm dying of cancer.
Yeah, it's like, please, please, please.
Wait, what?
Live my final wishes. Become an astronaut. No, come.
Please live my final wishes. Go back in time and kill Margaret Thatcher.
She's still alive when this episode ends.
Go and kill Margaret Thatcher for me, Sam. I lost so much money betting on the Falkland War.
She died in our living memory, Hope.
I know, I hate it. Listen, it's okay though. She created the world's first public gender neutral toilet in her dying
memory. It's gone now, unfortunately.
Is it gone?
Yeah, the Google Maps finally took it off.
I mean, you can still use it even if Google Maps says it's closed.
Well, that's lame.
They removed the marker entirely because no fun is allowed.
Of course, you can't be disrespecting Maggie Thatcher, milk snatcher.
Give me baggies milkies.
Oh, really, Mr. Bond? Oh, I say.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Oh. So, we get a high-stakes baby delivery, and as soon as the baby is delivered, a fucking Horus guard is just in is like, give me the fucking child.
You know what the absolute hilarious fucking thing about this? Because I obviously knew that this was Tiaok, right?
Yeah.
But based on the source I'm watching, right before he takes up the helmet and reveals, like the line before he does it, the subtitles out him as being Tiaok.
Oh, come on.
It's like, come on.
Oh, I didn't have subtitles on.
It's like, stop this.
Subtitles always, if it's not the subtitles, it's the TV guide. Sam and Jack are trapped on Earth.
Yeah, you gotta love, like, fucking, like, the TV guide or, like, the episode synopsis, which just tells you the entire episode and also the twist.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it? But yes, no.
That's why I never read them.
Yeah. Listen, Aminet, that Jafal has a gun. I am giving him the child. You cannot threaten me. Also, Kusif, take the child and hide, please. We are removing you and the child from the story right now. Because...
Yep.
We don't need to see you for a while. Anyway, we need to go and... but it's okay. We need to leave this high-stakes drama because we instead need to see General Hammond be SG-1's hype man and give them medals.
Yeah, we need to get... We're giving Jack the... Jamal Khashoggi Award for journalistic integrity. Yeah.
The Saudi Embassy Award for careful backward stepping.
Colonel O'Neill, I'd like you to meet my friend Mohammed Bin Salman.
No, Mohammed Bonesaw Salman.
Bonesaw is ready! She has the last thing Khashoggi heard.
I'd hope to have fuck it, the public at this whole episode, I don't
we're
know.
We're gonna have to cut back.
No. Fuck you, make me edit this. You can edit it if you want.
We're definitely gonna have to cut the Khashoggi line.
But it's been proven.
Not because it's not been proven, but because it's probably really offensive.
More. I just don't want to get
move on from that offensive line. Moving on. Something just clicked in my head. Last episode, Tilk.
Okay, misogynist Tilk is still back. Never mind.
This episode, he tased the woman.
Fuck
just
them kids.
Here's like.
I think he's like just living.
Fuck them
like,
I kids.
Get the Tilk is living his best taser. Cop like, life after being a cop where he gets to tase children. Fine, I'll try and edit this.
I do have to say, though, like, this is probably, this, like, plan of theirs is unironically probably one of the smartest things they've actually ever done.
It is, but then also, the follow-up part of the plan, where Tilk, still dressed as a Horus god, takes Jax and Terror and's like, the child is gone, Apophis already has it, I have this dipshit here from the Tari, he wants to speak to you, he wants to make an alliance.
Actually, that's a good point. What the fuck was the plan there? Because this entire thing hinged on hoping that Jack and Sam arrive at the last second to save them, which there is no way that could have been part of the plan. So did they really think that Herawar was just going to say, you know what? Yeah, I will align with Apophis against you.
No, I will align with you against Apophis. Words, Frosty.
I know what I meant.
I know what you meant.
Did they think he was gonna go for it?
No, I think the plan was for Tilk to shoot them all in the back. Considering Tilk also gets to break his friend's fucking kneecaps?
Yeah. Whomst among us?
Whomst among us indeed. Frosty, your kneecaps, give them here.
You already broke them. We met up last time.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
You, like, slammed me to the ground so hard, and then you were like, bitch, put in my or I'll fucking end you, you
okay. I don't know where to go from here. Yeah. The episode is basically over because,
so that's the end of the episode.
Someone dials the wormhole. Tilk takes the Stargate. Tilk takes his chance, kills three dudes, gets shot by the last dude, and then SG-1 appear, leap down on the exact same as Tilk, ignore the clearly still alive Jaffa wearing fucking Hera's armor, and just open fire on everyone else.
Oh yeah, Tao got really lucky here, because like right at the end of the episode, they like go to him, lift up the helmet, and go, huh, oh shit, good thing we didn't shoot you.
Can I just say the fucking the Herua. One that, like, Jack shoots the girl's name, my brain, losing.
Yeah.
Hera-o. And it's like, oh, no, why should
he's not
okay,
because he goes straight
and then,
lucky shot.
Ah, he's learning.
Also, like, aim for the guy's hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking throw it straight at his fucking skull, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, Jack has not learned the basics.
Fucking brain
of CGC.
Him. Fucking brain him. Could you imagine if he just killed Hera?
Yeah.
Like, oh. Huh. Actually, this is quite bad for us. We gotta hide this body before Apophis sees it and realizes he really doesn't have the baby.
yeah.
You know what they actually should have done at the end of the episode?
Shot Apophis as well.
No, once Apophis and Hera were fucked off, why don't they just go back and take the baby?
They take the baby and leave the baby on Earth. I mean, they can't for reasons of future plot that will be explained later in the season, but...
Why the fuck are you gonna leave the baby on Abydos?
Reasons.
They can go there quite easily!
Bury the gate and don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. This will all be explained in 11 episodes time, kind of. No, wait, that's something else. Never mind. This will be explained next season.
In other news, I'm...
Nice!
In other news, I'm just going to buy Baldur's Gate right now, so... the audience
elf
know
on
that.
Bear druid action. Yeah.
Right, we should probably wrap this episode up quite quickly. We need to record another one like right after this.
We do, and I need to go to work tomorrow, but whatever. Alright, let's go. And the next episode's even worse. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, stuff happens in it.
Yeah. This episode is so weird seeing the view of America pre-Patriot Act and pre...
Yeah.
Journalists.
Oh no!
Being scared.
Oh no! The press!
Yeah. Like, journalists not being scared of the military. Like, it's a weird time.
Yeah. Well, you know what happened in the modern day with this, right? The story would leak, and the entire public reaction would just be.
The story would leak, it would end up on our conspiracy, and no one would take it seriously.
No, it'd be fully, like, completely revealed, military forced to completely admit all of this, and the public's general reaction is, and then they forget about it in 2 weeks.
No, the public's general reaction is, what's that? And then suddenly America suddenly starts taking the fucking alien nuts seriously, and puts them on national TV... And they show the fucking idiots who believe in aliens who are making it up and are grifters so that everyone thinks about that instead of the fact that Mitch McConnell
yeah, the fucking guy from Ancient Aliens is now the Secretary of Defense.
Like, can I just say, it's infuriating. This is more modern day. It's infuriating that people are like, oh my god, see our new aliens are real. It's like, guys, pay attention to climate change, pay attention to wages, pay attention to this. Don't pay attention to the guy going, alien,
suddenly appeared. Look at the keys, bread. The circus people, you're not getting any bread, but we're going to give you some free circuses.
Oh my god, I can't believe Ryan is being controlled opposition right now. I can't believe he's trying to pretend to be a materialist leftist, but he's actually just a CIA plant trying to distract us from the aliens.
What?
I hate this world. Listen. The most important thing about these aliens is that we've discovered these aliens, and my great work at Guardian Journalism, we have discovered that, like us, the aliens believe there are only two genders, and you cannot change sex. I'm done for the day. I'm signing off, and I'm going to enjoy my royalty checks for $50 million. Thank you.
We have found out that the aliens, who are completely different silicon-based life forms,
they believe in rigid gender hierarchy, they believe in LGBT without the
they have two genders.
Except the one part of this where if Ra's new potential host would have been a girl.
Listen, the great Lord Ra had to feel comfortable in his body, so it's only right that as a ghoul, he can take these cross-gender hormones to change the gender of the body he's living. But most importantly, Ra has always been male. That's the important thing right there.
Remember, Ra, him, Ra.
Yeah. Raw lions go raw. Male lions are powerful and important, unlike female lions.
Yeah, famously, if you get into an enclosure with a female lion, she'll be like, oh no, I am so weak and helpless. This male socialized trans woman is here.
But what does this say about the US military?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That they're
apparently... They will absolutely assassinate.
It's not even really revealed exactly who killed him. Everyone assumes it's either Mayborn's guys or
like motherfuckers. You can't even kill Castro, the world's most lecherous man.
Fidel Castro, we'd like to introduce you to this beautiful woman. She comes from Langley. She says she's perfectly normal, but she has a strange scar down her chest. Her name is Paz.
Yes, her name is Paz, and she's a 15-year-old student.
She claims she wants to have an explosive time with you. I hate this joke. I hate where I've summoned this out of. Can we end the episode?
Yeah. We have a page.
Hermit the Purple Horizon!
Whoopsie, whoopsie, we skipped the fucking outro on this one. Whoopsie. Yeah, we were just in a rush to get these done, and I'm sorry, it's a little late. It's meant to come out like first thing Tuesday. It's coming out like sometime Tuesday now, I think, if Rusty uploads it on time. Sorry about that. I've just been lazy about editing, really. It's just motivation, effort, and I just fucking tired. Also, I got drunk last night as we had to do the fucking Hitman movie, and holy shit, it's bad, folks. It's so bad. To quote a Letterboxd review, I love the part where Russia has a land border with Turkey, and then it was randomly transphobic for a minute. Great movie. Anyway, Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Freyorl, who can be found at HFreyorl on Twitter and HopeFreyorl on Twitch. Arctisha Frost, who you can find on co-host Mastodon's Arctisha Frost and Twitch as Arctisha Frost. And Ryan, who lives in your phone because he's Ryan. Okay, bye everyone.